Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News. Good afternoon to everyone around the globe. I welcome you back to another wonderful segment here with ACC Global News. And again, we are welcoming all listeners from North and also South America and also from overseas. I am your host, Matthew Connor. And again, I am very happy to be with everyone here really on this very beautiful day. And again, ACC News, we really go above and beyond to really find the best possible guests on our show to be featured. And today, that's exactly what we have. Today, we have with us midlife and beyond empowerment coach, Dorothy May Ross. And she is the founder of Women Rocking Life. And to anyone out there that has really reached a midpoint in their life and find themselves still looking for answers, searching for happiness, maybe some empty nesters that have seen young ones move away and really now find themselves really not only with an empty space in their heart, but really an empty space in their focus for their future. If any of this sounds familiar, again, please grab a seat, grab a cup of coffee, and get very comfortable. Because, again, our special guest today may probably change your life with the information that she may give to us within this next 30 minutes. It is now Thursday, the 17th of October. And, again, I would like to remind everyone tuning in today, especially our listeners from overseas, if you do miss any portion of our segment today with Dorothy, all of our segments are permanently archived on our Blog Talk Radio website. Please visit us at blogtalkradio.com/ACC Global Media. And we're also part of social media, a big part of it. We are on Facebook. Please visit us at facebook.com/ACC Global Media. We are also part of the worldwide Twitter. Please visit us at twitter.com/ACC Global Media. And you can really enjoy our shows at any time of the day. Now, again, many of us in life, we've lived by the rules. Well, we've done all the right things. You know, many of us, we get a job. We pay the bills to support the family, put food on the table. And again, we just do the best we can. But at midpoint in life, some of us seem to stop at our on our tracks. And we wonder where life or where time has gone. Where have our dreams have gone. And again, some of us are in different situations. Again, some of us have children, leave the home. You know, after raising them for 17 years, they go away to college. And as I mentioned earlier, we really find ourselves at a crossroads in life, wondering, oh, what is our true meaning? What is our true direction from this point forward? Why am I not truly happy at this point of life after achieving everything that society has told us we should achieve? To everyone that's in this situation, guess what? With people out there like Dorothy May Ross that can help guide you, this is only a new beginning. And Dorothy, from an outside perspective, Dorothy Mae Ross, she appeared to have it all. Again, a steady job, solid marriage, 3 incredible children. But after 35 years of marriage and working in the paint industry for over 15 years, Dorothy herself, she felt her fair share of stress and disappointment. And again, it could have, whether it was from being overlooked at her job or missing opportunities she may have earned in life, or again, just dealing with the daily stress of juggling work, you know, home responsibilities. And again, all of those situations, they could overwhelm even the strongest minds. But she was struggling to find her inner joy. Dorothy was saved by a chance encounter with a complete stranger at a restaurant. And believe this, a few books that this stranger would leave for her, the books really pertain to prayer and wellness. This stranger would be the one that she would work and train with to really help truly reinvent herself, her mind, her soul. Now, her passion for helping others, along with her training of knowledge and also empowerment, her rejuvenation, her reinvention of herself, she is now using that, her training, her life experience, and has founded Women Rocking Life to help other women now going through the different challenges of midlife and retirement. A truly incredible guest that we have for everyone here today. To our audience today, I am very proud to present to you Midlife and Beyond Empowerment Coach, founder of Women Rocking Life, Miss Dorothy Mae Ross. How are you doing today, Dorothy?
I'm doing great, Matthew. How are you doing?
I am doing very well. And again, we're very happy to have you speaking on a topic that, again, that affects millions and millions of people around the world. But before anything, Dorothy, can you please share with the audience who exactly is Dorothy Mae Ross?
Well, Dorothy is a wife, a mother of 3. I'm a co-author. I love to speak on platforms about empowering yourself. I also am a breast cancer survivor.
Oh, so, congratulations.
Yes. So I'm just the founder of Women Rocking Life, an organization I created for people to be able to create the life that they desire, the life that they see ahead of them, and have a joyful next chapter, different from the first chapter. That's who Dorothy is.
And we actually see you have the business name of Women Rocking Life. But please share with the audience your true meaning of Women Rocking Life.
Women Rocking Life is a movement of women who have a sense of identity, they're full of life, who have acquired over time knowledge that their midlife and their years beyond that do not define who they are or how they should live their lives. It doesn't make a difference how old they are or even how young they are, because I'm getting younger people as well now asking me for help. It does not define you. They're empowered with the understanding of how valuable they are to themselves, but not only to themselves, but to the people that they surround themselves with. They're willing to grow, to change in order to be happy and live an amazing life. They maintain their true selves, not losing their sense of comfort, all while sharing and maintaining a wonderful relationship with friends and family. That is a woman, right?
And I'm sorry to cut you off. And also, as I was explaining earlier, a lot of this knowledge that you did gain is really from your own personal life story. So can you please take a moment to share with the audience your personal journey that's really led you to where you are here today?
Well, I worked in an industry that was overwhelmed by men. And during that the time that I was working, I was always told that I wasn't ready. I didn't have enough experience to be promoted to certain places in life, or to even ask for the salary that I knew that I deserved. But yet I was always asked to train the men that were coming in that would absolutely supersede me in the business industry. And I just got tired of it. I started midlife and going through menopause at the same time. I talked to my doctor, and she was telling me that there was nothing that she could do for me. She couldn't give me anything to kind of settle the hormones that were raging on the inside of me simply because they were afraid that I would catch cancer. So I just remember standing at the foot of my bed. I had come home from work, and I really don't even remember when I left work or the drive home. I don't remember it, but I remember standing there.
Yes.
I went to sleep and got up, went back to work, and that's just the way it was going. But I knew I needed to change some stuff. I needed to do something different. Something was missing. I just wanted to run away from life. If I could just sleep it away, I would have been just awesome. But I couldn't do that. So one day coming home, I just stopped, and I decided I would have some coffee.
Yeah.
I just wasn't ready to go home and face what I had been going through. So I actually sit down at a table to have coffee, and someone came and sit down. She wanted to sit down beside me. She asked me first, and I kind of looked around, like, well, you know, why did she want to sit here with me? You know, this whole big restaurant. She sat down at the table. We started talking, and I just started spilling everything about my life, what I was going through, what I was feeling, how lonely I was. You know, it's possible to be in the room of a million people and still be lonely, and that's how I felt. We talked and talked, and she left me a couple of books, and she said, I want you to take – one of the books was a book on supplements, and she said, I want you to go through the book and see if there's anything in there that you feel that would help you. And then another book that I had, it was a prayer book, and it was Facing the Impossible and Turning It Around. I took the books home, and she called me the next day. I did find supplements in the book, and I am still with that company. 20 years later, I'm still with that company.
Wow.
Those supplements saved my life. They settled me. They balanced out my life for me. And I tell everybody about them. I also began to utilize the prayer book that she gave me and do exactly what the book instructed me to do. I worked with her for a few years. I worked with her. And I found myself at a point where it just didn't matter what they were doing on the job anymore. All I needed to do was. So I got to a point where I was very, very happy. You know, I had to talk myself happy, you know. So I got to a point where I didn't want to go to work. I hated the idea of going to work. I didn't want to come home. You know, things just weren't that great for me, regardless of what it looked like. It just wasn't that great. But after working with her, I began to just totally change my mindset about things. When things didn't work out for me, she called something she taught me, just walk it out. Just walk off, walk out of one door and walk back into another door, but walk back in with a new attitude, a new way of thinking, regardless of what's going on. Forget about that. How should I be reacting to it? And just working with her over a period of time, it just changed my life. So I decided that this was something that I wanted to teach other women. I didn't feel that anyone should have to feel what I felt, not knowing what comes next in life. Yeah, the kids are gone. Sometimes the relationship between husband and wife or mate have a long distance between, and you just don't know how to bring it back together. You don't
Absolutely.
Have anybody. And it really just tears you down. So I'm thankful for that evening that I decided that I was going to make a stop because it turned my life around. And I actually stayed on with that job 15 more years. I actually retired from that job. And the great thing about it is in changing how I saw myself and how I felt about myself, I kept the 9-to-5, but I began to do other jobs. I opened up a travel agency, and I did the travel agency for about 15 years. From the travel agency, I invested, and I began to buy houses, rehab them, and sell houses. Along with that, I opened up a construction company, pre- and post-construction, and a cleaning company as well. So I got busy doing things. One thing I wanted to always do was make sure that I had enough money that when I retired, I would never have to look back at another job, but I wouldn't have to lose the lifestyle that I wanted to have. I could actually increase it. And working with her, that's exactly what I did.
And it's just incredible that you met this woman by chance from really going to have a cup of coffee at a restaurant. And the fact that it's someone else out there that helped you get through this. And so many people out there don't seek help. And again, that loneliness feeling that you spoke of is sometimes what makes people feel very reluctant. Some people feel that they can't be helped. But it's a chance encounter that had someone else in life really able to help you get through your hardest moments. And now you're using that time to help other people. I know your story sounds very familiar to them. Can you please share with the audience who exactly is your client base? Who are the people you feel that are candidates that you'd be able to help?
I started out with women in midlife and beyond. So women from the age of 50 plus. But then I started to, my son actually introduced me to two women that were younger. They were in their 30s and in their 40s that actually needed some help. So I started working with them as well. So talking to some other women, even in ministry, because I'm a pastor as well, in church, I found out that it's not just for women in midlife and beyond. It's for anyone, man or woman, that finds that they need something more in their life than what they already have. They're living a life, but it's not truly the life that they want to live, but they just don't know how to get started with it. So anyone that wants to change the direction of their life, they want to change the lifestyle that they're living, and they want a different chapter in their life from the first chapter that they've already lived, those are the people that I work with.
And let's say that I am one of these people. Let's say I am an empty nester. I've had a child move away. after raising them for so many years, and I really don't have direction, or maybe I'm somebody that's just confused. Can you please share with them what are the exact services that you can provide to them?
Well, what I do is, the first thing I do is I sit down and I have what I call a discovery session with them. And during that discovery session, I find out what's truly not working in their life. What is it that they're looking to change? What direction do they want to go in? And even sometimes they don't know themselves. All they know is that they're not satisfied with where they are now. But we talk through that. And once we talk through that, then we make a decision as to whether or not I'm the person that they should be working with. I don't want to just be someone that's just taking money from people and just wasting their time, and I know that I can't help them. I want to make sure that we're the right fit. And if we're the right fit for them, then I go into, I ask them to join my program. Once they join my program, the first thing we do is we do I have a two-step plan, and I teach them in one of the plans how to have some me time, some time where they can sit back and actually figure out what we need to work on first. Because I always want people that come into the program to be able to change one thing right away in their life. So I'm looking for that. And then the second stage of it is just putting together a plan. And so we go through 4 weeks of planning stage and talking and implementing different things, putting things in action. I believe in taking the A, which is an action step, and turning it around and making V for being victorious and successful in whatever it is that they desire that they want to do.
Well, Dorothy, what so many people do lack out there at a certain point, and especially after a certain age, is drive and motivation. Who or what is your biggest influence in your life?
Well, it first starts out with the Lord, with God. That's the biggest influence, because I've learned how to become positive in everything. There's something positive about everything that happens. Then from that, probably my children. My sons are always encouraging me. And from the time I started my training to learn how to be a coach and how to help people, they would tell mom can't talk right now. She's in a class or she's on phone.
Yeah.
She's got homework to do. She doesn't have time right now. And even practicing with them, you know, I practice my talks that I have sometimes with men. I've got a couple of men that I talk to. They're not in my program, but some couple of men that my oldest son, introduced me to. So I'm working with them on the side. So it's, let's see, I think maybe I would say Oprah Winfrey. I love the idea that she stepped into an arena that just wasn't approved, you know, and she began to learn how to connect with people and talk about self-help and spirituality, and that's something that I love. I love God. I don't push my religion off on anyone, but I do let them know. That's who I am, you know. I love Michelle Obama, and in ministry, I love Paula White, Joyce Meyer. All of these women have taken a stand to help other women and to push into industries that people say that they shouldn't be in. So I love that.
And for the women out there that want to be a person with happiness and a new direction, they come to you and they sign up for your program. How exactly do you hold your sessions? How would they work?
Well, the sessions are held two different ways. One is I do it by phone for a question and answer session that we have. And then we also have what we call Zoom, a visual live face-to-face training session. So we do that once a week. Every week there's something to do. We're either on the phone or we're face-to-face. They have homework, or I call it love work to change their lives. They have that to do as well. And like I said, we just create some simple, small steps to get them started in the direction that they want to go in.
Now, you do have a brand new program. It's called Reinventing Yourself Midlife and Beyond. So for the people out there that do sign up for you, can you please explain to them exactly how this program works?
Well, Midlife and Beyond is a program that is based off of practical insight, personal experience, and inspirational messages, okay? It starts out, like I said before, with a discovery session where they become aware of where they are in life and what they want to become. They become aware of what direction they want to head in. The two steps. Planning session that we go through, it puts them on a journey to find out is what we're putting together exactly what it is they want to do. We come together and we create steps, we put resources together that they need in order to make the plan work for them. And then we have action steps. We want to make sure that they're implementing particular steps that is geared to get them to where they want to go. Whether it's personal, business, or spiritual, it doesn't make a difference. I make sure that we're doing exactly what it is they desire. I'm always giving my input as we go along in the program, but I want to make sure that I'm not guiding their lives in a direction that they don't really choose to go in, but they're telling me how they want to go, where they want to go, and how they want to go about doing it. And we create a plan for that. Sometimes I have to renew their plan and redo their plan sometimes, but as long as it's relevant to what it is that they want, then we can make it happen.
And from your opinion, working with so many people, because, again, there's so many different issues that women face, especially in midlife, what do you believe are the biggest issues facing women today in midlife?
I think it kind of varies, but it's basically the same thing. It's financial security, making sure that they've got enough income to last them for their lifetime. They want to be healthy. Some of the women, they want to lose weight. And in losing weight, I do is I don't teach them to lose weight, but I teach them to manage the weight they have. If they can manage the weight that they have, then they can lose the amount of weight that they want to lose. Sometimes it's mental stress that they're going through, some physical ailments within the body. And what I found out is a lot of the things that we go through in our body comes from the stress that we're under. And because of that stress, it has a bad effect on some of our health issues that we have. Some people have problems with having loving relationships. And I remember one of the clients that I have started talking about just how lonely she was. She just wanted to be connected to some friends. She wanted to travel. She wanted to do some things, but she just didn't want to do it by herself. So, like I say, it just varies for different people. Sometimes some of the clients that I have, well, they have two or three of them, or sometimes they're only dealing with one. Spirituality, that's another thing. I've had people talk to me about in which direction they should head in as far as that's concerned.
And to everyone out there, if any of this sounds remotely familiar, remember Dorothy's life was changed from a stranger that she met in a restaurant that reached out and helped her in her greatest time of need. If any of this sounds familiar, please allow somebody like Dorothy to guide you through these very difficult times and really allow you to start a whole new life. We're just about out of time today. Dorothy, can you please share with the audience very quickly where they can go to sign up for your great program and find out more information about you?
Absolutely. They can go to my website at www.dorothymayroth.com. That's my website. For my program is /Reinventing Yourself in Midlife. For my new program that I have, Living a Life Without Limits, is called Fresh Start Living. It's the same thing. Go to my website. They can reach me by phone as well at 773-456-2621. That's 773-456-2621. And before you be closed, I love to invite all of them to an intimate retreat that I'm setting up for October of 2020. So please sign up on the wait list for more information.
And we're just about out of time today. I would like to thank everybody that did join us for this very special segment. Please visit accglobalmedia.com for all future show dates and times or any one of our social media sites. And I would like to thank our special guest for joining us today, Dorothy May Ross. I thank you very much for joining us, Dorothy.
Thank you for having me, Matthew.
You have a wonderful day. And to our audience out there, I look forward to having you all back with us in our next segment. And to you, Dorothy, you have a wonderful day.
Oh, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.